Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive.
Glad to be back.
Today we're going to be looking at some seriously interesting stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
We're going to be talking about the idea of an intentional universe.
Okay.
And whether we can actually test for something called intent, quantons.
Interesting.
So we've got physicist Gerard Hooft's book, The Cellular Automaton Interpretation of Quantum Mechanics, to help us.
Great book.
And we've also got some fascinating notes and highlighted passages from this discussion that takes Intuf's ideas and kind of merges them with this idea of an intentional universe.
So where do we start?
Well, Intuf really lays out a framework where reality at its most basic level operates deterministically like a perfectly programmed computer.
Right, like a giant cosmic domino chain where if you push one over, they all fall in a line.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the ontological basis.
Okay, so at this level, the universe is just playing out a sequence that's already been determined.
Precisely, and even the random behavior of particles.
Which quantum mechanics says is random.
Right, even that might actually be deterministic.
Huh.
Those wave functions, which usually represent probabilities, could actually be pointing to definite states evolving in a predictable way.
So it's not actually random, it's just that we can't calculate it.
Well, that's what Oathoof suggests.
Okay.
He says that it might be that it's just too complex for us to compute, even though everything might operate according to these fixed rules at the ontological basis.
So it's deterministic, but practically uncomputable.
Yeah, exactly.
But then on top of that, what if this deterministic universe isn't just blindly following some program?
Right.
What if it actually has an intention behind what it does?
An intentional universe.
Yeah, like the difference between a computer running a program and a composer creating a symphony.
The computer just follows the code, but the composer infuses the notes with emotion and purpose.
So even if the base rules are deterministic, this intent woven into them could make the universe's evolution unpredictable.
That's one of the core ideas.
And I mean, how could we even detect if that was the case?
Right, it sounds almost impossible.
Like trying to measure a thought or something.
Yeah, and the discussion we're looking at suggests that this intent might be like fundamental to reality itself.
Okay, so not just particles and forces, but also this layer of intent on top of everything.
Yeah, like an extra layer of information.
Okay, so going back to the cellular automaton interpretation.
Yeah.
Like those cells in the cosmic grid, not just following basic rules, but also responding to these bits of information that guide their behavior.
It's like you said earlier, this idea of intent being woven into the fabric of reality.
Okay, and so this also brings us back to free will.
Because even if the universe operates deterministically at its core,
there's this layer of intent that could make things unpredictable.
Right, like no matter how well you know the rules of chess.
You can't perfectly predict your opponent's moves because you don't know their intentions.
Exactly.
So even within this deterministic framework,
there's room for genuine choice.
Because of this layer of intent.
It could be the reason we see all this seemingly random behavior in the quantum world.
So what we think is quantum randomness is actually just us not being able to see the intent.
That's the question.
Whoa, okay.
But then if that is true, how could we test for it?
That's a big question.
It is.
How do you measure intent?
One idea is to look for these subtle deviations in the behavior of free particles.
So in Hooft's model, they should follow predictable paths.
Right, based on the deterministic rules.
But you're saying intent could nudge them off course.
What if those tiny deviations could be the fingerprints of intentionality?
So we're looking for evidence that something beyond the fundamental laws of physics is influencing how particles behave.
That's the idea.
But how do we express or even measure this something else?
That's where the real deep dive begins.
Okay, so listeners, we're about to embark on a quest to try and understand how scientists and thinkers are approaching this mind-boggling challenge.
We'll explore concepts like intent, quanta, and dive into the potential ways to test for its expression in the universe.
Buckle up, because things are about to get even more mind-bending.
We're going to need to grapple with questions that blur the lines between physics, philosophy, and even consciousness itself.
It's a deep dive that could change how we view our place in the universe.
Welcome back to another deep dive.
So we've laid out some pretty big ideas.
We have.
A universe governed by deterministic rules, but shaped by this mysterious force of intent.
Right. And now the big question is, how do we test for something as elusive as intent?
Like, how do you even begin to study that?
Well, the chat we're looking at suggests that we need to find a way to pinpoint where and how intent might be influencing specific events.
So instead of just this vague universal force,
right,
we're trying to find where it's most concentrated.
Localizing intent.
Okay. And I think one area where we might be able to do that is in the realm of particle interaction.
Exactly.
Okay, but how do we go from this grand idea of intent to, like, two particles colliding?
The chat brings up the Hamiltonian.
Oh, right. The mathematical function that describes a system's total energy and how it evolves over time.
Yeah, and they suggest that intent could be integrated into the Hamiltonian.
So intent could actually influence the energy of the system and, like, change the outcome of particle interactions.
They suggest thinking of intent as information.
Information.
Like ones and zeros in a computer program.
Yeah, okay.
So just like information can be encoded and processed, maybe intent can also be represented and integrated into the dynamics of a system.
So we're saying there's this layer of information intent woven into the fabric of reality.
And this takes us back to Atthoff's cellular automaton interpretation.
Right. With those cells in the cosmic grid not just following rules, but also responding to these bits of information intentions that guide their behavior.
Exactly.
But okay, so how do we actually detect this intent information influencing particle interactions?
It's tough, but the chat suggests that maybe we could look for deviations from what we would expect to see based on the laws of physics.
So, like, with those free particles?
Yeah, the ones not subject to any external forces.
Right, and they should follow predictable paths according to the Hamiltonian.
But what if intent acts like a nudge and causes their trajectories to deviate?
So if we could create a perfectly isolated system and observe free particles deviating from their predicted paths.
It might suggest that something else is at play.
Like intent?
Possibly.
But wouldn't that be such a difficult experiment to conduct?
Oh, it would definitely be challenging.
And what about this idea of intent quanta?
Well, the chat proposes that maybe just like energy comes in these discrete packets called quanta.
Like photons of light.
Yeah, exactly. Perhaps intent also exists in fundamental units.
Intent quanta.
And if we could find a way to measure these intent quanta pieces, it would completely change how we understand how intent interacts with the world.
But I mean, how do you even quantify something as abstract as intent?
It's a tough one.
It's like trying to measure love or something.
It really is, but the chat suggests an interesting analogy.
Okay.
Think of intent as having a spectrum.
Like the electromagnetic spectrum.
Yeah, like just as light comes in different wavelengths.
From radio waves to gamma rays.
Right. Maybe intent also has different frequencies or intensities.
So like different types of intent would have different measurable effects.
A gentle breeze has a different effect on a tree than a hurricane force wind.
But they're both just air moving.
Exactly. And maybe gentle loving intent has a different frequency than really intense focused intent.
And these different frequencies would show up in different ways at the quantum level.
It's like we're trying to merge the language of physics with the language of emotions and consciousness.
Yeah, this is getting pretty out there.
It is a bold idea.
But if we could prove that intent isn't just some vague concept, but an actual force that shapes reality,
it would revolutionize our understanding of the universe.
This is mind-blowing.
It is, but we should also consider the challenges ahead.
Like, how do we actually design experiments to test these ideas?
Right, and how do we develop a theoretical framework that can incorporate intent into physics?
This is just the beginning of a very long journey.
We're just scratching the surface of something really profound.
Okay, so listeners, we're going to dive even deeper into this in the final part.
We'll explore how scientists are tackling these challenges and proposing new ways to test this idea of an intentional universe.
So stay tuned, because things are about to get even more mind-bending. Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So we've been talking about this idea of an intentional universe,
where maybe something beyond the laws of physics is shaping reality.
And we've talked about some really out there concepts.
Oh, yeah.
Like Weff's deterministic framework and intent, acting as information, guiding those particle interactions.
Right. So the question becomes,
how do we test it?
How do we move from speculation to actual science?
Yeah. And I mean, the chat we've been looking at offers a few starting points.
Okay.
Like they suggest looking for what they call the expression of intent, quanta.
The idea that intent could come in these little packets.
Quanta.
Yeah, like energy.
So like photons.
Exactly.
So if you could actually measure the amount of intent in a system.
That's the hope.
But how do you measure something as abstract as intent?
Right. What kind of instruments could we even use?
Yeah.
Well, the chat says we need to find a way to connect these intent quanta to physics.
Okay, so back to the Hamiltonian.
What if we could integrate intent quanta into the Hamiltonian?
So these little units of intent would actually be in the equation.
And they could influence the energy of the system and maybe even change the outcome of these particle interactions.
We're basically talking about merging physics with consciousness.
It's a pretty radical idea.
But the chat does suggest using operators.
Oh, right, because in quantum mechanics, operators represent those actions or measurements performed on a system.
Yeah, so what if we could develop an operator that represents intent?
An intent operator.
So when you apply this operator to the wave function of a particle, it would change its trajectory based on how much intent quant is present.
So instead of intent being this like mysterious external force,
it would be a part of the math.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
And if we had an intent operator, we could design all kinds of experiments to test it.
We could manipulate the intent, apply the operator, and then see what the particles do.
It would be like shining a light on the shadowy world of intent.
But wouldn't it be super difficult to isolate the effects of intent?
Oh, for sure. It would be incredibly difficult.
I mean, there are so many other things that could be affecting how the particles are behaving.
You would need an insane level of precision and control over the experiment.
Not to mention, we would need to actually understand what intent is.
Which we definitely don't have a perfect grasp on yet.
This is a challenge that's really pushing the boundaries of science.
It is, but I mean, that's what leads to breakthroughs.
Right. You have to ask the big questions.
Challenge your assumptions.
I mean, this whole deep dive has really opened my mind to the possibility that the universe is way more complex than we thought.
And way more interconnected.
It's kind of humbling.
It is.
But also really inspiring.
Because if intent is shaping reality, it means we're not just watching the universe.
We're part of it.
Our thoughts, our intentions, they all have an impact.
That's a pretty powerful idea.
It really is.
So thank you all for joining us on this deep dive into intent and quantum mechanics.
I hope you learned something.
We've only scratched the surface here.
Oh, sure.
But I hope it's made you curious.
And maybe a little bit more in awe of the universe.
Until next time, keep asking those big questions.
Because it's the questions that drive us forward.